kind of been awful happy to keep my seat tonight, and told him I was going to help Brother Joel make arrangements tonight. And but I'm thankful to be here, and I can only be me.
Amen, brother.
That's all I am.
Amen.
And I know that without the Lord, being me is a failure.
That's right.
Yeah.
But if I have Jesus on my bond, then I've got something to be thankful for.
Amen.
Thankful to get to be here, and you know, just the opening remarks that we heard in prayer, that
yes,
that paid me for my journey over here, is because I believe it was from the heart.
Yes, brother.
And we know that God is a spirit.
Yes,
right. And that's the only way you can worship Him.
That's right.
Is in the spirit. We can put on all kinds of airs and put on a good show, and we can do all kinds of stuff and call it religion.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not the Spirit of God,
that's right,
you might as well just be reading the newspaper.
Amen.
But I need your prayers tonight. I don't know how the case will be with me. When God blesses me,
amen,
I love to preach.
Gotcha.
And but when it's me, it's the hardest thing I've ever tried to do.
Yes, sir.
And I'll never forget, you know, and you know, Brother Larry kind of hit on it. He's my father-in-law, and we've been doing this together for a long time. And we've traveled a lot of roads together. And you know what? And sometimes God blesses us to preach, and then sometimes He don't. And that's not God's fault.
Amen.
I'll never forget when I was felt like God had called me to preach, and and I got in a lot of trouble over that as I tried to avoid it. I've got a brother that's a couple years older than me that was preaching, and all I could think about was I was just trying to follow him.
Yeah.
And it made it that much harder on me. And I'll never forget when I had gotten so miserable, it was almost as if I had never repented on account of my sins. That's how bad it got when I felt like God was calling me to do something and I just wasn't doing it. And I believe with all my heart that God speaks to everybody.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't have to wonder if God's calling to this lost and dying world, because I know He is.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, even when Saul, when he was on his way to Damascus to keep doing what he thought was a good religious work, didn't he?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was way more religious than I am.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
And on his way, God had chosen him,
uh-huh,
for a specific job.
Amen.
Yes.
I guess if you wanted to say there was predestination,
yes,
that poor fella was it.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
God chose him,
yes,
for
sir,
a reason.
Yes, sir.
And when that light shined to him, blinded him, and that voice spoke to him, he says, isn't it hard for you to kick against the pricks?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
Meaning, isn't it hard for you to go against your own conscience,
yeah,
in this thing? Because you see, God's talking to the world,
yeah,
but the world's really good at ignoring it and making excuses and turning away from it. And I'll never forget, we was at a little home meeting and I had not yet preached, and they was getting ready to have church there, and I kind of went and hid. And an old preacher came to me, and he found me, and he'd been preaching about 40 years himself, and I loved him a lot, and he came to me and he said, do you feel like God's called you to preach? It just plain. And I just kind of stood there. I didn't say a word.
Yeah.
He said, let me put it to you this way. Do you sometimes feel like God's called you to preach?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I do. He says, and do you sometimes think He's not called you to preach?
Yeah.
I said, that's right. That's how I feel. And he looked at me. He said, yeah, me too. Just like that. Because you see, and you just pray for me just for a minute of time. This is about faith.
Right.
If every time we got out of the way of the Lord, he let the thunder go and lightning strike, we'd just never get out of the way, would we? But this is about things not seen, isn't it?
Right.
Evidence.
Amen. Yes.
And I can tell you right now that since 1979, I've piled up a lot of evidence. I had an old brother say to me once when I was a new young Christian. I was probably about 18 years old, and this man had been in church probably 60 years, and he said, you know that you wouldn't trade your experience for mine because it's between you and God. And me being the weak, ignorant, young Christian that I was, I thought to myself, oh boy, you don't know about that. But you know what? As time went on, and time goes on, and I listen, and I grow, as we grow in the grace of God.
Yes.
And we begin getting our witnesses along the way, don't we?
Amen.
Proving that God is greater than anything in this
world.
Amen. Many times the old devil's been able to trip me up and fool me. But he ain't never fooled God.
Amen.
Today, and I'm glad. That he set it up just that way. Brother Joel, I'm glad that God has set it up so it's out of my hands, because if it was up to me, if I could give you the blessings and salvation and those things, I'd have started it at home. Why had I not gone through all the worries with my children as they was growing up? I'd be working in my neighborhood if that's all it took. Today, I just pray. I love to serve God. I love to feel the Spirit. Greater than anything in this world here. He's been so good to me, and I don't know why, Brother Joel.
Yes.
I've got nothing to pay him back yet. I've got nothing to pay for it, but I can offer him something. And that's what it took for me. It took me coming down to that point.
Oh, yes.
Just like it did you.
Oh, yes, Joel. Sir.
And Brother Danny, you know what I'm talking about. I prayed many prayers, in my lifetime. Before that, why I got sincere in my heart. Was a time in my life, I was raised up going to church. Had a good mom and dad. Took us to church our whole lives. So you know what? I knew about Jesus. I knew about right and wrong. And I remember when I was a child, I'd lay down at night to go to sleep, and I'd say my little prayer, that I'd probably learn somewhere about, Lord, take care of my family, God, or something like that. And you know what? That would satisfy that little child, there come a time in my life. You know what? I believe one time Paul said, I was alive without the law.
Amen.
Sin revived and I died. These little babies are running around here. Brother Joel, I wish I was as good as them. You know what? There come a time in my life I'd lay down at night and I'd say my little prayer, and guess what? It wasn't doing the trick anymore. And there was something else happening now.
That's right.
My
Lord. Now, why? He don't need no Sunday warriors.
Amen.
This ain't a part-time thing.
That's right.
People, I'm telling you, listen, you can't be a Christian on Sunday
and
a sinner on Monday.
It
just don't work that way.
Right.
People, I'm telling you, listen, bro, don't get me wrong. Listen, I know we all sin. I'll be a sinner till I die. But you know what I'm talking about. Listen, I love how you read through here. You'll find so many people, so much religion all down through the ages. Our world right now is ate up with religion. I find so often when I try to talk to somebody about the Lord, the first roadblock I got to get over is what they think is religion. Listen, people, you don't got to be just like me. I'm not your example. Listen, you better be looking at Jesus. Now listen, I know I call myself old regular Baptist, whatever that is. Listen, you may call yourself United Baptist nor Free Will Baptist. I really don't care what you do, and because I don't think my Lord cares. You know what he cares about? Listen, he brought his people time. Listen, he led them out of Egypt, didn't he? He brought them out of bondage. Let them, listen, to set them free. Listen, and give them liberty from death and oppression. And you know what? He brought them, and they grumbled the whole way, didn't they? Fought against him ever step of the way. And you know what? He brought them right up to the banks of some of the river. Right over there's going to be home. Listen, you've made it this far. You've got right to the edge. Listen, and what'd they do? The Lord said, let's send us some spies over there and show you just how good this land is. And we know they sent 12 over there, didn't they? Listen, and when they came back, they made their report to everybody. They said, well, it's an awful good land, and got a lot of food and things like that. And said, but we got a problem. Listen, there's trouble over there. There's a lot of armies over there. There's some strong people over there. They're already living there. Lord, these people, listen, they just seen my Lord play Egypt, didn't they? They just saw my Lord, listen, lead them out of there. With a pillar of fire, listen, leading the way for them. My Lord, listen, these are the people that watched Moses standing on the rock there.
Amen.
So stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God, these people that walked across the Red Sea on dry land. And came out the other side. They saw the enemy destroyed behind them. These are the same people. And now they're saying, I don't know about that. There's some people over there, and they might not want us there. Lord, why? And just the way it's always been, I guess. 12 went over there, and there was only 2 that spoke up and said, oh, no, the Lord's given us that.
Amen.
Yes. Why? God bless them. Okay, little Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Now listen, because they said they were two of the spies, they went over there and they said, no, it's a good land, and God has given it to us. Let's go. Listen, my Lord, why, he's not looking for no part-timers.
That's
listen,
right.
You can pray all day long if you want to, but until he knows you've laid your life down, listen, he's not going to pick it up for you. My Lord, he laid his life down for us, didn't he? He didn't get part way up the hill and say, all right, that's enough now. Lord, listen, but you know what? Those ten, they must have had a whole lot of religion. Listen, and a little, and not enough salvation.
That's right.
Praying.
Yes, sir.
Lord, listen, people, I'm telling you, my Lord today, he's talking to you. He's calling you.
Yes.
Guess what? Guess what? You don't need me. Why? You don't need to go through me to get to heaven. I can't do anything to get you there. Listen, I'm just telling you about the man that I met in 1979. Listen, when I thought all was lost. Why? When I thought, ain't no way I'm ever going to get there. Lord, I remember praying, Lord. Lord, I prayed everything I know to pray. Why am I still me? Listen, people. I said, Lord, I've given up everything, Lord. I was just a teenage boy. Listen, and why? And I thought, I'll make myself good enough. Listen, I'll clean myself up enough. I'll quit doing everything that teenagers do for fun. Listen, I used to love to go to the rock concerts and things like that. Listen, me and my buddies, we'd go see Led Zeppelin and all them. We thought was having a good time, and maybe in nature it was. But I remember telling God I'll even quit doing that. I won't even listen to music anymore, and that'll make me good enough. And then you'll hear me. And then I'll feel what I've heard my mom and dad talk about feeling.
That's
but you know what? It didn't work that way. Listen, I didn't have any bargaining chips. I didn't have anything to wager back and forth with God over. But the night I went, I threw it all in and said, Lord, Lord, now listen, if it means taking my life tonight, God, then do that.
Right.
But take me to heaven. And when in my heart, listen, I laid my life down to the Lord. And you know what? I wasn't in a church anywhere. I wasn't in a service with nobody preaching and with nobody praying. Listen, it was just me in a little dark room. Listen, laid on a little cot by myself.
Yes.
And when I made that cry, why, something happened. Listen, when I realized I didn't have anything to bargain with, something happened. Lord, I was like, now listen, I was like that leper. Why? You know, back then, lepers was put out. They were contagious, weren't they? And there was no cure for that. So they put them all out of the city there and put them all together. I guess they figured they could just live together till they died. But I was like fight that leper. Listen, he called on the Lord. Listen, what my Lord do? He reached out and touched him. He did the forbidden thing, didn't he? But listen, instead of the disease coming on my Lord, listen, a righteousness. Why I consumed that man and cleaned him up. Listen, that's the way I guess the Lord found me that night. Lord, like the song says, Lord, I'm too unworthy to come to you, so will you come down to me? Listen, and he did that, brother. I don't know why he did. Listen, I got nothing to offer. Listen, and how sweet it's been. Why, since 1979. Listen, I still got my troubles. We still got our worries, don't we? Listen, time's still eating us up, isn't it? That's all right, because I'm going home one of these days. I'm going to lay it down one of these days, and that's all right. Listen, but you know what? I want everybody to go with me. Listen, and you know, I would never, and I don't believe any of your parents would. I would ever teach your children wrong intentionally. You think about how hard you work to raise them up. You think about how hard you work to give them a home. Listen, to get them off to school. You want them to dress nice. You don't want them to feel, listen, inferior to the other kids. It's something that's a pride thing us parents have. We want our kids to feel like they're as good as everybody else. I know it's a weakness, but I believe we've all got it. Listen, and we work so hard to raise them up. Why? And I ask you, do you really believe, listen, you'd lay down your life for them, wouldn't you? Wouldn't even bat an eye. If the house was on fire, wouldn't even bat an eye, would you? Go in and save them. Lord, listen, and there's nothing more important. To give them, listen, and to teach them, that God is real today. And there's comfort, and there's comfort in my Lord. Listen, I tell my children, I won't always be around, but there is a man, and they'll always be around. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Sweeter words never have been spoken than that. I'll never leave you.
That's right.
I'll never forsake you. Right. How good that he is to us.
Yes.
Are you ready to go? People, are you ready? Listen, because guess what? If I don't make it home tonight, it's the end of time for me, isn't it? I don't got to wait for the clouds to break open to my heart if I don't make it home. But you know what? That's all right. Listen, are you ready to go? Are you ready to hear your name called? And because I'll tell you this, you're going to close your eyes in this world, and the next moment they're going to come open again.
Just like
a good sound sleep. Lord, listen, and when my eyes are burned, I won't be looking around to see if my children made it. I won't be looking around, listen, wondering who's gone. I'm going to have my eyes, listen, on one man. Finally, I'm going to have my eyes on that man. Listen.
Yes, sir.
And we could spend years praising him and thanking him.
That's right.
And it wouldn't be enough.
Amen.
Wouldn't be enough. You know, God spoke light out of darkness.
Yes, sir.
And I almost feel like that's what Jesus did for me.
Right.
He spoke light where there wasn't.
That's right. Yes, sir.
There was only trouble. There was only trouble. And the Lord moved in. And he brought that light. And it's the greatest thing that's ever been in my life.
Yes, sir.
Me and my wife's been married over 40 years and got 10 grandkids, and we love that, and we get to go to church together, and I love all that. But God's first.
That's right.
Because without God, none of it matters.
Amen, brother.
It's all temporary.
That's right.
But what God has given me,
yes, brother,
it'll last forever.
Amen, brother.
Come on.
God bless you.
Come on.
Thank God for the good word.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Appreciate the good preaching.
Amen.
Help my heart. Amen. I've met Brother Chris back in August of 2016. I was had heart surgery and sitting at the house one day. I turned it on and said, put in there old time preaching on the internet. And it come to them brothers up there in Ararat at the time, having a little church meeting. And I listened to it, and boy, I said, I like the sound of it. And I thought, I'm going to call him. And I called Brother Chris and talked to him. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And he said, well, come up and visit any time. I guess it's probably 3 or 4 months later. I went up in August that year, 2016. It's been over 5 years ago.
Wow.
And the Lord let me preach that night, and we had a good connection and the blessings of God. And my grandpa, he preached. He preached similar. He's got some similarities to their preaching, and when I heard that, it really rung in my heart. And then tonight, he's preaching again. I was preaching with you, brother. Amen. I was preaching with you. Thank God you get that old time preaching spirit, and it's just in me. It's just I'm wanting to preach with him, for him. Amen. Everything. You know how that is. I mean, it's just that unction that comes in you. Just like, thank God, a rolling water. Amen. And God just touches me like that, and I bless his name for it. And appreciate the good preaching of the Word of God. I thank God for preaching. Amen. That's right. The Holy Ghost preaching a man. He said it right, and I'm glad you said that. There's been many a time I went to the house and felt like all I did was hit the wall. Because it wasn't the Holy Ghost. It was just me trying to do it. And you feel like sometimes you got to perform, and you don't have to. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Amen. If you do, you do. And I bless the Lord for that. There's more times that I'd like to say, amen, that there's been times that I felt like I just was running in circles. But I'm glad, thank God, when the Holy Ghost touches a man and helps him preach the Word of God. I know that's right. And I know God uses that. And I thank God for it tonight. And I bless the good name of God for the good meeting tonight and the blessings of God. I bless his name. Let's stand tonight. We'll have a word of prayer. You shake these preachers' hands and fellowship a little while.